producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This morning I watched President Obama talking about Gitmo, right? Guantanamo Bay. Which, by the way, we are keeping open.
All right, Donald Trump acting as if he's already president. We are keeping it open. He does add to his totals with the win in the Nevada caucuses, once again, head and shoulders above the rest of the Republicans. Right here from the get-go, no one better to talk about this than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob. Wow, Trump again.
It's huge, Kate. Huge.
He's a tsunami that has washed over the country. You and I have been talking about this forever.
Months.
He has nothing but momentum going his way. I don't see how you stop the Trump train, do you?
No. If you look back at our conversations, literally, when this all began, I think we talked about Jeb Bush was finished. That was the day he announced. And then that Donald Trump was not a flash in the pan. I mean, a lot of people, I was looking at Newt Gingrich's comments, you know, I looked at them historically. It's kind of hilarious. I mean, he was just as off as Karl Rove, you know, and the rest. But, no, I think he's running the table. By the way, our home state of Ohio, Ellen Ratner and I, Trump is beating Kasich right now in the polls.
Wow. How about that? So, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, where does one go? Look, March the 1st. Then, of course, March 15th is Ohio and some other major states, and 880 delegates are up for grabs. Now, I thought he would still go into the convention maybe with not enough numbers, but ahead, you know, but not enough to win. But I'm looking at this, and this is not a good night for Ted Cruz in Nevada. And, I mean, he tied Rubio, but I'm looking at this, and I think Trump is running the table. I really
do. If he's running the table, then that's the question. How long does everybody else stay in this game, especially Cruz and Rubio?
Right now, the establishment of the Republican Party, the Roves and everybody else, the former Bush people, they're going crazy, and they're going, you know, to Rubio. That's where the money's going and the endorsements. I mean, Rubio's picking up endorsements everywhere. And I'm watching people, Trey Gowdy, that ran the Benghazi committee, sniping at Trump last week, and people still making fun of him, you know, things like that. And I'm sitting there thinking, all right. Now the establishment's announced Rubio's the new guy. The Bush people go to him. That should be enough to finish him off. I mean, they're gonna fund money to them. So these guys are still, Rubio and Cruz are gonna stay in it. But I watched Ted Cruz spend 30 minutes of his own press conference a few days ago talking strictly about Donald Trump for 30 minutes. Rubio yesterday was saying, look, 50% of the Republicans don't want Trump, so we have to do something. Well, if Trump wins, does Rubio think 50% are going to go to Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, that they're going to go that direction? So the panic level now with Trump, it is now a panic within the Republican Party over Trump.
Mm. And you saw the Boston Globe, editorial, Stop Donald Trump Now, was basically the headline, pushing readers, urging them to stop him from winning the Republican nomination and to vote for John Kasich because it's a vote against Donald Trump. That's the editorial board declaring that. Wow. Sorry, it's not going to hold water.
It's all about Donald Trump. When they talk about who they support, it's about Donald Trump. This has just continued week after week, and candidates can't, you know, stand on their own. I watched the town hall tonight with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Great job with both of those candidates, you know. But on the Republican side, it's still within a group of people becomes, you know, anybody but Trump. But he still continues. I mean, tonight was domination in Nevada.
Yeah, so as that's going on, and then we see the March, you know, Super Tuesday and beyond, with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, either one wins the nomination, let's say, but let's say it's Hillary Clinton. If it's Clinton and Trump, who wins?
I've been thinking about this for a long, long time, and Hillary Clinton has such bad numbers when it comes to the trust factor, like exit poll 73%. Now, she's winning, I understand, but 73% don't trust her, so that's a big key, because if you got Donald Trump, and people say, well, you know, he just says anything, but if you got Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, there's not a whole big trust argument in that election with the two of them. They might as well both kind of forget, you know, arguing that point in a sense. But I don't know, I look at it, and then people say, well, Bob, how do you say that, you know, Trump would have a harder time against Bernie Sanders? Well, it depends. I mean, Clinton is a polarizing force in America. I'm not talking about in the Democratic primary so much, but in America. And Trump is a polarizing force. You put the two of them together, I don't know. It's like lighting one match to blow up two people on stage.
Yeah, I like the way you say that. One match, one match. And how big is, I was telling the listeners this the other night, obviously, Super Tuesday is huge. I mean, on both sides of this, because you have some running at the table. That's major delegates, and it's all about getting the delegates, correct?
Right, and now on the Democratic side, there is a whole kind of different ball game, because, you know, Bernie Sanders comes out of one state, and this is frying a lot of people that are friends of mine, progressives. Bernie comes out of one state just winning New Hampshire, and he loses the superdelegates. So some of the Sanders people are saying, look, this is rigged. But the bottom line remains, if Bernie Sanders has this huge vote count, a really good one, because, for example, if in South Carolina, Kate, if Bernie Sanders loses by 9 or 11 points, that's pretty significant, really, for Bernie Sanders. So if something happens and Hillary Clinton stumbles a little bit, although she was much better on her feet, you know, recently, I'm just saying Bernie Sanders can't be discounted. Even if he's losing the delegate count, he's a player, and you've got to do something with him, because he's not stopping, and he has millions of people behind him. So the Democratic side has, I think, a real necessity for inclusion of Bernie Sanders, whether he has the delegates or not, some type of inclusion policy or, you know, or something else.
Yeah. And, you know, it's going back to the question of who will it be. Trump makes the prediction for you and I that it's going to be Clinton, and that he'll have turnouts. He'll break turnout records as far as voting is concerned, and will beat her, you know, basically to a pulp. Now he's just flat out going after her. I mean, everybody's, you know, a target, I guess, but that's what he says.
Oh, yes, and a lot. It's very interesting. I have friends in the whole consulting community and political community on the Democratic side that are telling me, oh, we want Trump so bad. And I said, you know, well, the Trump people are saying, yeah, we want Hillary so bad. I said, you both might get something to wish for, because, you know, you never know how this thing will play. I think it's going to be extremely polarizing election with a Trump versus Clinton. And then, again, people say, well, how could you think that Bernie Sanders would stand a chance? Well, you know, he has a whole different set of factors. So we have an American election where, you know, potentially a self-proclaimed democratic socialist, quote, might have a chance, because the whole ballgame's turned upside down.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob Ney, thank you so much for hanging late with us. We appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right, coming up next on the flip side, more on what happened in Nevada here on America Tonight.
When routine bites hard and ambition.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
People like John McCain, Susan Collins, the people that I felt, I got to know well and worked well with.
All right, Hillary Clinton, more of the resume status. Along the way, you know, she's making... the Republican side of the aisle, she's worked with, as you heard her mention prominently, obviously, there... especially John McCain, that they work together. And that's part of the deal. It's about positioning, my friends, in the world of politics. So I say the biggie is Donald Trump. The march continues. He's just saying Hillary Clinton's the one, and there's going to be a massive voter turnout, and he's going to beat Hillary Clinton. And now he talks, I say he talks like I hear lots of guys talk about sports teams. You get so involved in your sports team, whatever it is, you say, we're going to beat whoever, like you're on the field. And it's a funny thing because you feel so involved with the team. So Trump feels like, yeah, I'm just going to talk as if I'm president and we're going to shut down Gitmo. That's the way it's going to be. So Trump head and shoulders above everybody. I mean, we can talk about staying in the game, Cruz, Rubio, Carson hanging in, but what could possibly knock Trump off this course? I don't see it. Does anyone else out there see it? And you have to ask yourself the question, and it's a valid question. It's one I ask constantly. What makes a good president? What do you think makes a good president? Forget about the skins on the wall, even. What you think makes a good leader? What we need in this country. And it absolutely shows with the way this election process has gone from last year through the beginning of this year in results season. You know, we're tired of the same old thing. And politicians, some of these politicians, they're like a company that's autocratic, that just won't move the needle and change with the times. What used to be is not anymore. And people are seeing through what's really happening with the government and not happy about it. I mean, almost across the board, trust me, you could talk to Republicans, Democrats, whatever anyone labels themselves, and you find a lot of folks, including many of you listening to the show, you've had it. You're done. You're toast. You're sick of the promises. You're tired of the taxes. You're tired of the Mickey Mouse Club in D.C., where your taxpayer money is being thrown into a great big washing machine, and it gets lost. How often are we wasting too much dough on studies that don't matter, big hearings that lead to nothing? Yeah, I think it's starting to just pile up, and that's absolutely why Donald Trump has made some noise. This is why he's got people on board, because better someone from the outside than somebody on the inside. I just don't see Cruz or Rubio stopping this momentum. I don't see it. So Trump is predicting he'd earn a tremendous amount of support from African Americans, from all kinds of people in the country. This is, you know, Saturday he has the South Carolina win, he has the Nevada win, and everybody else just pales in comparison. And this is part of what Trump sees as it's just the next state, the next hurdle, and it's not even a hurdle. It's like he's walking around the track and he's easily stepping over any of the gates. Easily. So it is the projected Trump win in the caucus. You have to say projected because there's still some precincts, I'll call them, reporting. Rubio, second place. And the establishment GOPers have looked at Rubio all along, and especially now they're looking at Rubio as possibly the guy to unseat Trump. But how are you doing that? Trump, 42.6% of the caucus, of the votes, I'll call him. Rubio, with 25.2%. Cruz, 20.6%. Just to give you the numbers. Just to give them to you. So Rubio didn't pull off Nevada. Didn't happen. But the move to push Marco Rubio is definitely on behind the scenes. Trump is not the guy the establishment wants at all. You never get a raving, crazy, wild endorsement for Trump from anyone in the top brass circles. So he picked up some endorsements from key Republicans in his bid to keep on going. Endorsements for Rubio include Senate Majority Leader, one-time presidential candidate Bob Dole, Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah, Arkansas Governor Hutchinson, former Minnesota Governor Paul Lentz. Remember, he was somebody that was on the short list last time around. All of this dumping on the lap or doorstep of Rubio, none of it going the way of the Trumpster. So the mainstream, I'll call them, Republicans who want to stop Trump realize their best bet is Marco Rubio. And this is what Republican strategists clearly are seeing, that he's the guy, he's the one that their sights are on to stop him, not Cruz. So do the endorsements help? Well, they can't hurt him, but while Cruz fired his spokesperson, Rick Tyler, over a video that showed Rubio dismissing the Bible, and Tyler had apologized for retweeting a link to the inaccurate story involving the video that Rubio refers to the Bible and says not many answers in it, then that's more that dirty trick stuff. So he fired him, made sure everybody knew about that, because there were other problems with Cruz that go back to the Iowa caucuses. So while Rubio is collecting favors and endorsements, Cruz is dumping staff for problems. And he probably gets the support of all the Jeb Bush people. But does that matter for Trump? It doesn't matter in these caucuses. It doesn't matter as we move along in the primary. It doesn't seem to, he's not scooping up delegates, and you got to have delegates. This is simple arithmetic, folks. You know how this works, right? With the primaries and the caucuses, it's just about adding up the delegates. You have to have enough delegates once you get to the convention to be the nominee, unless you had a fractured convention, which I don't see that happening. Could be wrong, but doubtful. So Rubio, like Trump, though, agrees on a few things. Agrees on, you know, not wanting to close Gitmo. They definitely disagree on how to handle the immigration problem. They disagree on some of the foreign policy matters, and then have a few other things in common. By the way, while all of this is going on, we still have the dilemma of what to do with the all-important Supreme Court nominee. Biden, the VP, is arguing against weighing a Supreme Court nomination. He did this back in 92, and now he's supporting, of course, his president in making sure there's a pick. So Republicans vow no vote on the hearing on the Obama Supreme Court pick. They're flat out just saying, forget it. Ain't going to happen. We're holding up the sign before you even get there. But he's still, it's still a matter of going through the process. And there is definitely going to be a nominee. Even if the Republicans fill up the airwaves and the pages of the Washington papers and say they're not going to do it. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said they're not going to permit a vote. Then every Republican member of the Senate Judiciary Committee penned a letter pledging not to even hold a hearing until the next president is sworn into office. So it's a no-go after the death, the shocking death of Justice Antonin Scalia. It sparked a wild tug of war that's still going on. The hands must be frayed. That's all I can say. Hang with us.
Been alone with you inside my mind, and in my dreams I've kissed your lips a thousand times.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Circus music is appropriate for what's happening in this country, isn't it? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing? How's the week going for you? Can you believe that we're almost into March? It doesn't feel like it. The weather across the country, I'm telling you, Mother Nature has a wicked sense of humor. So, because I have an interest in the weather, I did the weather once for fun because I knew how to use the weather map. So that means I could stand in front of a green screen and wave my hands. And so that's the reason why. But if you live where I live, where our satellite facility is, and I've had the pleasure, by the way, if you're listening to me, living all over this great country in every sector. So northeast, southeast, southwest, midwest, west, you name it. So I feel so fortunate. Dallas is in the 40s and Oklahoma City is in the 40s. And you've got Albuquerque in the 20s. Los Angeles in the balmy 50s. In the Midwest, 11, Chicago, 33. I mean, but we're talking upper Midwest, by the way, because it's actually pretty warm. In Minneapolis, you know, 29 degrees. Not bad for an overnight temp. Miami is the place to be. If you're going to wear a bikini in this country, you need to be in Miami, 72 degrees. Even Tampa is a little bit chillier, 66. And then you move up the coastline and jump back into those 30s in Boston and New York, if you're listening to us in those areas, and Detroit, and fabulous Michigan, 30, 31. So it's weird. It's colder in some areas where you don't normally see that, and it's unusually warm in others. So you know what my mom used to say? Dress in layers, right? Dress in layers. All right, let me jump out on these digits. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I know some of you are trying to get through because I've gotten some emails, like from our buddy Tomas in Michigan, saying that they're having a tough time getting through. So I don't know. Maybe it's a nasty bug that has bit us at the mothership. I'm not sure, but we'll figure it all out. And also Donald and also Jake. So everybody wants to chime in, I think, on this whole Donald Trump thing and where the election's headed and whatnot. So we zig and zag all over the place. I'm going to dump out on the election for a second. The Democrats have their town hall. The Republicans were in Nevada. Donald Trump easily winning it. We've already talked about that. Talking about taking on Hillary Clinton, assuming she's the nominee. That's sort of what he's pounding now into the ground. While that's happening, there are some interesting things going on around the country, including this story about a record number of illegal children flooding the borders. Because, you know, we keep hearing that, oh, it's gotten better because, you know, the meaning less people are coming across. And that's not what some of the Border Patrol agents are saying. And of course, they have the records of it. So I'm going to go by the records. So the flow of kids into the U.S. is expected to rise even more throughout 2016. At least 20,455 unaccompanied minors have been caught during this year so far, as of the end of last month. So Chuck Grassley, the senator who chairs, you know, the committee eyeballing this, the Senate Judiciary Committee, he says the number of illegal minors could actually be much more than when we saw a massive surge in 2014 that actually strained resources of Homeland Security. And then that led to the investigating into the handling of what was really happening with the policy. So the number of kids actually being deported from the United States is declining, but the number coming in, has increased. So the oversight, you know, the oversight officials say that the administration has lost track of a lot of immigrant children, many of whom are being released from custody to people across the United States who have gone through thorough background checks. So they're not keeping a good tab on this situation. They're confirming that there's, you know, they're saying that there's a background check that's a third party contractor kind of thing, and they're doing the interviews with these minors. So the increases are pretty interesting. You know, let's put it this way. And you have Senator Jeff Sessions saying, you know, this year, twice as many, we're seeing it. The American people want something to be done about this. And we have an administration that's undermining every day the ability of the system to work. This is Sessions saying this. And once a child is released from custody, it can be difficult to, what, get them to appear before an immigration judge for deportation? I think not. I think that's going to be the hardest group to possibly move in. I don't think so. So disconcerting, needless to say, that we hear one thing, oh no, the numbers are down, but yet we see that that's not true, because the numbers are the hard numbers. Those that are in custody and then those that are released, you can't dispute those numbers because clearly they're accounted for. So what does that mean? What is there anything we can derive from that, that the gates are open? I don't know. It says to me the opportunity is, you know, is probably there. From the world of the Bad Boys, you had a mailman who was shot. I always think about this when I see my mailman, what, where he delivers and what he has to do, right? So the mailman was shot for keeping drugs delivered on his route. There is a lesson in that. You know, when people say, hey, if you found an envelope and it was filled with $50,000, would you keep it? Where do you think that envelope that you found when you were hiking in the desert came from? So with this postal worker, this was in Louisville, and apparently it was the result of a drug deal, unfortunately for the mailman. The shooter faces federal charges of assault against a federal government worker, by the way, and discharging a weapon in the commission of a violent offense. If convicted, 20 years in prison for the first crime, a minimum of 10 for the second crime, and they would run consecutively. You know, that's another story. So what happened was postal inspectors got a tip from somebody who said they were supposed to get a package containing drugs through the U.S. mail 2 weeks earlier. The mail carrier kept the package. That's why he was shot. So the mail carrier, Deron Lester, said that he was confronted about this missing package. He told him he knew nothing about it, and it ended with him, you know, Lester said during the conversation, ended with him telling him to stay safe. Ooh, that's not good. So the upshot of it is this. If you look at a mailman, you got to remember, in this case, when he goes berserk, the charge is huge because he's a federal employee. A federal employee. It's crazy. And, you know, we've had problems before like this where somebody's delivering drugs. And this was in Louisville, but we've had problems like this before where someone's delivering drugs and then they find out, and it's kind of the reverse situation. And in this case, keeping the package led to, you know, what could have been his death. He's lucky. I say lucky. He's lucky he was shot and not killed, because it could have been curtains, all for not delivering the package. Makes you think, right? Of course. You think about this when you mail something, especially when you go in. Usually you can just put it in those boxes. But do you have anything perishable in here? No. Do you have anything explosive in here? No. Do you have anything illegal in here? I'm not telling you. I guess it's a risk in the sense that what if something happened to it along the way? But it obviously was working for these drug dealers, so they weren't quite as concerned about taking the shot at it. And by the way, Pillowgate and this whole sad, untimely death of Justice Scalia, now they're saying that the pillow just simply looked as though it toppled onto him. That's all. That's what the pillow thing was about. That it wasn't some conspiracy. It was billed as a conspiracy that somebody was trying to kill Scalia. That he had coronary artery disease, not a surprise, because of diabetes, obesity, and other things that contributed to his sudden death. The pillow. They're talking about the pillow rolling on him. Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo, round the bend.
Undercover, that's the way we take out the case until the bastards break.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System, along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Why do we like silly, right? We need silly. We need silly in our world. So the big news, recapping it, Donald Trump wins the Nevada caucus, and he does so pretty handily. Second to him would be Marco, getting some big endorsements from the establishment folks. And Ted Cruz is right on his heels, right behind him. However, there's not enough steam in these other engines, I think, to catch Trump. That's pretty obvious. I'm not going on a giant limb and saying, oh, do you think Donald Trump is going to win? What do you think is going to happen? I mean, of course, it's not looking very good for anyone else. Doesn't mean something couldn't change with Super Tuesday. It just seems highly unlikely. Let's put it this way. If I were a betting person and you held me down and I had to make a bet, I mean, come on. And I think at this point, all of you are saying the same thing. So here's the question. If we're going to say that this is definitely Trump, right? If we're going to say it's definitely Trump, my question is this what you saw happening? Did you see this playing out? Save your answers and send them to me at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Or you can tweet me. Yes, you can. Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. Time now, though, for Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! I love bingo. Well, we've discussed that before, bingo, and whether or not bingo is, whether or not we've played bingo. Now I'm sort of on a quest to play some bingo. I've only played, like, fake bingo, and I know some of you will probably meander down somewhere and play bingo over the weekend, perhaps. And it kind of reminds me of my grandmother. So that's why we throw the bingo in. The shred at the bingo, you get it. You know the game. Nathan Reeder joins us. Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Hey.
How about this? Is this a bingo for you, a shred it, or is it fruits and nuts? Everything we do now, anytime anything happens, sometimes I wonder if we miss events, and I can be guilty of this too. Is we automatically whip out our camera and we have to capture that moment through video. Either we're periscoping it, we're just videotaping it, we're taking a million pictures of it, we're doing a selfie. So check this out. There was a wild elephant that went on a rampage in a village in West Bengal in India on Wednesday, damaging 100 structures. The elephant strayed into the village early in the morning, woke everyone up with its roaring. That'd be frightening. Entered from the forest area, destroyed all these houses, scared people to death, but yet they had massive angles of the elephant because while the destruction was going on, people flipped up their phones, their iPhones, their Androids, whatever, and captured this elephant from all different angles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a lot more different than, you know, like all those videos you used to see or still do of things where you're like, why don't you just get in there and stop that? Like, that's your kid and you're letting them do that.
Oh, yeah, or something.
But,
yes.
But that's not really surprising when it's something humongous and really you're not qualified to do anything about it. And you know someone else somewhere is going to have to be the ones with the tools. But yeah, that's pretty fruits and nuts, but also bingo.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. It's a split decision, and I feel the same way. All right, here's another one for you. This would be very annoying to me if I lived in this area. And hello to the people listening to us in Portland. We're on in Portland, Oregon. So an unexplained high-pitched tone has kept people in Portland, in the suburb, awake at night for at least a week. The cops, firefighters cannot pinpoint the source. It's a wild mystery. It's this noise. It's like whistle-like. It sort of sounds like a flute. And it's been reported after dark in Forest Grove, which is a community about 25 miles outside of Oregon. It's like the largest city right there, suburb. They say it's, you know, it's been around every once in a while. This tone thing has come up. For the last actual couple of decades, they have it on record. Now it's just been going on for a whole week. What's that about?
Oh, you know, some Jungian communal tinnitus, probably. You know, Portland.
Some alien? So, oh. Portlandia. It's so crazy.
No, it's not an alien. That's people.
So you think it's a people, someone being a nut. They say that somebody said that they were worried it was a gas leak, though, because it could be compressed air or natural gas, but the local gas company say they ruled out any of the equipment or pipelines as the source of it, so they're just trying to figure it all out.
That's a fun and, yes, very intriguing. Is it?
It is intriguing.
Is it from another dimension? I mean, if we're going to go to aliens, why?
Light years away, that sound is coming to us, only in that suburb in Portland. It would be, I will say this, though, you and I get really crazy, funky sleep as it is. That would be very annoying to me.
For a whole week? Shoot, I'd just put on the fan.
Something to cover it up.
Earplugs.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I would think it was my tinnitus, frankly.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy. Here's another crazy one for you. So I'm going to say little fruits and nuts. And here's one that's nutty. And I was just talking about a postman and keeping a drug person's envelope of drugs and getting shot at. The U.S. Postal Service has apologized to people along an upstate New York mail route because they received mail stained with blood. So here's what the... blood-stained mail. Here's what the deal is. What happened was the blood was from a mail carrier whose finger was cut after an accident. So they say the carrier's car, or not car, mail vehicle, was sideswiped and it damaged the side mirror. He cut his finger when he tried to adjust the mirror. So he thought the bleeding had stopped, wasn't aware that it was bleeding, and he smudged the mail he was dropping off on a delivery route, so that people got bloody mail in Buffalo, basically.
So, wait, did the people complain? That's what
the
happened?
People complained that they got bloody mail.
Yeah.
That would be weird a little.
Oh, totally.
I mean, it would be weird.
Totally.
There's
weird.
Blood on my mail. Then it's going to make you think all kinds of things. That's weird. Fruits and nuts, but it's just a freaky thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with shred it a little bit on your finger.
Shred it. Okay. Shred it. Okay, this is our last one, a strange one. And a Utah woman in Salt Lake City, says she found a snake head in her green beans. And, you know, took a picture of it and everything. So an Oregon distribution company has stopped some shipments of canned green beans after this Utah woman said she found the severed snake head in the can. It was made on Wednesday after a Mormon church service. She was there and she's preparing a meal, and so there's people with her. When she was taking the beans out of the slow cooker, she spotted something odd. You know, she had just dumped it right in, and then she just dropped it and screamed. And they don't even know where the other parts of the snake were, but that was in there.
Didn't you bring one of these stories up, I don't know, 3 months ago? Something like
about
that.
Another rodent in something, yes.
Yeah, some food item that wasn't previously itemized as food found its way in from probably the suppliers. You said it was in Oregon?
Yeah, so here's the snakehead. The kids thought it was kind of cool and fun.
Well, it
she
is.
She was not thinking it... Well, here's your beans with your snake head in it. Oh, what if somebody ate that? Oh, my gosh. I guess they wouldn't know. I think that's crazy. That's a little shredded for me.
I'm pretty sure they would know, though. I'm pretty sure...
I just ate a snake!
I mean, you know that the consistency... It was in salad?
It was in beans. Beans. Green beans.
Oh, green beans. Yeah, you're definitely gonna... You're gonna know. If you had
creepy. I gotta say it. Creepy. All right. Thanks, man. A lot of fun.
Word.
Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. We'll do it again next week. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.